Can I ask you, when was the last time that you were involved with a bunch of people who were in open conflict? People who were arguing about this or that, who couldn't seem to find their way through it all. What role did you play in this melee? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Navigating your way through conflict takes a lot of wisdom. It's often easier simply to run away and to avoid it altogether, although that often leaves situations unresolved and gaping wounds that will never heal. Others roll up their sleeves and dive into the fray. Maybe they win, maybe they lose, but generally it leaves relationships, not to mention their reputation, in tatters. No. Navigating conflict requires an uncommon wisdom. James chapter 3 verse 17. But the wisdom that comes from God is like this. First, it's pure, is also peaceful, gentle, and easy to please. This wisdom is always ready to help people who have trouble and to do good for others. This wisdom is always fair and honest. Quite a list there to describe the wisdom that God wants to give us. Pure motives, a peaceful and gentle disposition. And imagine if in an argument you were easy to please. Imagine if you approached conflict with a genuine desire to help those in trouble and really, truly, to do good for others with an attitude of fairness and honesty. How might that open conflict that I asked you to recall earlier have played itself out if you'd come to the table with that kind of wisdom, pray tell? Granted, it's not easy when you're in the fray. But put the shoe on the other foot. When you run into a godly person with that sort of uncommon wisdom, what a joy it is. Sadly, they're all too rare. So be one of them. Show the world the uncommon wisdom of God in the midst of conflict. That's His word, fresh for you today. Powerful stuff. Which is why I'd like to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet, The Incredible Power of Your Humility in a Prideful World. To request your copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see it right there at the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so please don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.